Talk about the power of the cross. We're in a two-week series. Say it with me if you don't mind. We're rolling now. We got to go. Say those two words with me. Power and, one more time, power and victory. And see, we can be in the church. We can have gone to church. But without the cross and the resurrection, you really will never have power and victory. Now, you'll have something. You'll have a good time, maybe. You might do a lot of good for people, but you're never going to have power and victory apart from the cross, apart from the resurrection of Christ, apart from your sins being forgiven. Amen? It's incredible. Let's talk about today the power of the cross. Let's go with the message, and we're going to roll pretty fast. One out of five verses in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, one out of five, speaks of the last 3 days of Jesus' earthly life. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, every fifth verse, if you add them all up, has something to do without what he did this week. You understand? In the New Testament, the death of Jesus Christ is mentioned, say it with me, 175 times. So out of every verse, that's about one out of every 50 has something to say about his death. Amen? But I don't need Jesus. What's that all about? It's what the Bible's about. Your New Testament, the New Covenant. That's what New Testament means, a new covenant in my blood. That's what that's all about. Other religions base their significance on the, say it with me, teachings of their founders. Can other religious people say good things? Yeah. Can they help you be positive? Mm-hmm. Can they save you? Uh-uh. You listening? Absolutely. Nobody can save you but Jesus. Our faith is not based on the teachings of our founder. Amen? It is. If we have the teachings, they're awesome. But Christianity's significance is based on the what? Say it with me. The death. Well, you can't have nothing if it's based on the death. I mean, the guy died. How can you have anything? Well, it's because he was the Son of God. He rose from the dead. Amen? That's what the Bible teaches. And you might say, you don't believe that. No, I do. I believe that simple message. I believe that simple message. You might wonder, why are you in the ministry, Gary? Well, I'm in the ministry because Jesus Christ saved my sorry tail, and He saved my drunk mama. Amen? And I saw it. I was there when it happened. I watched our life. I've watched what He's done. And then He has, man, He's been in my life ever since. Has my life been a picnic and perfect? No. My mother was murdered 17 years ago. I faced unbelievable stress and struggle in my own life. What's that got to do with anything? Yes or no? That just means I'm on planet Earth, doesn't it say? That's what it is. But He's been with me. His salvation has never failed me. Can you say that with me? His salvation has never failed me. Can we say it again? Say it to yourself. His salvation has never failed me. Regardless of what I've gone through. That's incredible. What I got there in Rockingham at 413 Airport Road. At Temple Baptist Church. Craziness, ain't it? Because it wasn't based on some teaching or feel-good thing. It was based on the death of Jesus and His resurrection. Christianity is founded on the love that God has for mankind. As expressed to us in the substitutionary death, that means He took our place, of His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. That's what our faith is based on. The power of the cross. Amen? People used to, years ago, especially in the Baptist church and in the independent fundamental Baptist, they didn't even like you wearing a cross. Some of them didn't even want you wearing a cross. Why you wear a cross? I mean, it's like it's an instrument of death. You wouldn't wear an electric chair, would you? That's what they would say. Wouldn't wear an electric chair, would you? Well, if Jesus died in an electric chair, I probably would. You listening to me? Say, He died on a cross. I see several of you with crosses on. I think they're beautiful. Good. Praise God for you. Amen? Come on. Are we supposed to carry the cross? Yes or no? We're supposed to carry it, not wear it. I've heard that. Dumb, ain't it? Come on. There's power in the cross. No, that's not the power in that little thing you wear around your neck. I understand that. But I tell you what, we love the cross because that's where my Savior gave His life for me. Amen? Yeah, it's cruel. Yeah, it was horrible what He went through, but I'm glad He went through it. You hearing me? I'm glad He went through it for me. Otherwise, I'd be burning in hell. Thank you. Amen. Come on. Jesus speaking, behold, we go up to Jerusalem. Palm Sunday. That's what we're celebrating. The Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priest. He knew what he was going into. And be delivered to the scribes. They shall what? Condemn him to what? They shall deliver him to the Gentiles, to the Romans. They shall mock him. They shall scourge him. Scourging is a horrible thing. Glass and pieces of bone being whipped across the back and pulled your flesh out. He said, this is going to happen to me. They're going to spit on me. They will kill me. Say that last part with me. And the third, I'll rise again. Amen? Can you imagine being his disciples and hearing this crazy talk? Say, bunch of misfits from Galilee, are you serious? Thank God Jesus didn't come down from the cross. Can you say that with me? Thank God Jesus didn't come down from the cross. Let's be honest. How many had some good intentions in your life before there was something you were going to do? Maybe something good for somebody or some really great thing. And you had every intention and you just didn't do it. Can I see your hand? Aren't you glad he won't like you and me? Say, I'm glad he didn't come down from the cross. I'm glad he loves me. I'm glad I can say today with confidence that my mother is waiting on the other side. I'll see my mother again. I'm glad I mentioned Mr. Lloyd. I'm glad I'll see Mr. Lloyd again. Glad I'll see Mr. Patterson again. How many remember Mr. Patterson? I'm glad I'll see Mr. Walker again. How many remember him? Mrs. Walker, Mrs. Patterson, all these people in my life. Glad I'll see these people again. Amen? Because Jesus didn't come down on the cross. Come down from the cross. The death of Jesus on the cross is what? It's powerful, guys. It's incredible. Let's talk about it real quick. We'll see what we can accomplish in these few minutes. It's powerful. Can you say that first thing with me? He redeemed mankind. That's what Jesus did. The cross, in whom we have redemption through His what? A lot of churches today don't want you to sing about the blood. It sounds terrible. You shouldn't be talking about blood. Hey, I don't like blood. I'm scared of anybody. By the way, did I tell you I got bit by a snake this week? Woo, I'm so proud. I didn't see it bite me. I was by the woods, but then something bit me there. Had the teeth. Had the teeth marks. And I wiped that down. It scabbed up a little. I wiped it later. There was two teeth marks. People asked me what kind of snake it was. It was a rattlesnake. How big was it? It's at least 4 feet. I didn't see it, but that's my story. I got bit by a snake. How many have never been bit by a snake? Can I see your hand? See now, how many, don't lie, you know you've been bit by a snake. Can I see your hand? Just a couple of us. I'm sorry. Anyway. I don't like blood. I don't like getting bit by stuff. But I tell you what, we sing about the blood of Christ. We preach the blood of Christ. Because that's how we have forgiveness of sins. Through His what? Through His blood, man. Amen. According to the riches of His grace. Let's look. He redeemed us. Keep looking. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He was made a curse for us. I'm not going to die. My sins are not going to be held against me anymore. Amen. That's incredible. And here's the thing. From now or forever, my sins are forgiven. How many forgives people, but if they do it again, you're going to forgive them again? You see what I'm saying? Aren't you glad He's not like you and me? Say, He forgives us. His blood is ever cleansing. Revelation, they sung a new song saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain. You've redeemed us to God by Your what? Blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, nation. You've made us under our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Saying with a loud voice, say it with me, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Amen. To receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing. Why do we... What's the power of the cross? It's the power because He redeemed us. He redeemed mankind. You might say, Clark, you're crazy. You really believe all that stuff? I really believe it, guys. You hearing me? I really do. I go to sleep at night believing it. I get up in the morning believing it. I walk through my day believing it. Never a day goes by that I don't think I'm saved. That I doubt if I'm a Christian. Is it because you're such a great guy? No, I'm horrible sometimes. It's because He's a great God. His Son, Jesus, died on that cross for me and rose from the dead. You understand? And I know I believe that. Are you sure you believe it? I'm sure I believe it. How about you? Can you say that? Say. You always worried you got to do enough to make Him happy? I never worry about doing enough to make God happy. I can't ever do enough to make Him happy. You see what I'm saying? It's not about that. You see how that helps you? He's redeemed my life, man. It's incredible. Every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are, and then heard I say, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sits on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever and ever. Amen. So He redeemed mankind. The word redemption speaks of a special intervention by God for the salvation of mankind. God looked at us and saw that we needed help. There's no way we could come to Him because of Adam's sin. And He sent His Son, Jesus. He made a special intervention on our behalf. That's salvation. That's what that's all about. This intervention centered in the atoning work of guess who? Wonder why I don't believe all other religions, you know, can get you to heaven. You know why? Because God had how many sons? Somebody tell me. One Son who died on the cross. Period. That's what I'm putting my confidence in. My confidence is not in me. If you followed me around, if you could get inside of my head and my thought life sometimes is not good, guys. You hearing me? You would know Gary can't save himself. It's the atoning work of Christ. Amen? That's why I'm not trying to be ugly, but didn't Jesus say narrow is the way? Say. Broad is the way to what? Destruction. Narrow to life what? Everlasting. Redeemed means I've been delivered. I've been loosed. I'm free. And when I say stuff like that, I get a picture of my mom. A woman in sin, a woman struggling, a woman depressed, a woman down. And to watch salvation in her life, I could see it so clearly. And now I see it in my life. I'm free. I'm clean. I'm delivered. Can you say that? Say. You're not being arrogant. You're giving glory to God. Amen? Say. I know me. In my flesh dwells no good what? Thing, the Bible says. Amen? Come on. The power of the cross. Let's look at one other thing. The death on the cross is powerful. Let's look at one other point about the power of the cross. Say that with me. He what? So He redeemed me and now He sanctifies me. He sanctifies me. What is that about? Who gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from the present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's explore that. By the which will we are what? Sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. The Bible says we're redeemed, but it says something else. It says that we're sanctified. What is that? Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full what? Assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our what? Without what? That's what you need to hold on to. The profession of your faith. Not I'm a good person. Not I do this or I do that or I gave here or I'm this or I'm that or the other. I use this Bible or I don't wear a cross. Ain't I special? We need to hold on to our profession of our what? Our faith. And as I'm getting older, and I think I might be there, I'm realizing this can happen and that can happen. And you can lose this and that and the other thing. Gary, hold on to your profession of your faith. Hold on to that thing. It ain't going anywhere. You listening? You hold on to that. Some of that other stuff's going to take. The Bible talks about money. It takes wings, the Bible says, and flies away. How many had that happen over the last 3 or 4 years? That's what the Bible said it was going to do. Amen. But you hold on to your profession of your faith. Amen. The cross, the blood, His death. Let's don't waver. He's faithful that what? Promised. To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive what? Forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are what? Sanctified by faith that is in me. It's incredible to be sanctified. What does sanctified mean? It means I've been set apart for a sacred purpose. God saved me. Did He save me because I'm a good person? Yes or no? Did He save me because I'm perfect? Say. Did He save me because I gave money to the church? Say. No. He saved me because He what? Loved me and gave Himself for me. But He saved me. Now that I am saved, He wants to use me. Not use me in a bad way. No. He wants to use me in a good way. He wants me to share His message of salvation. And my thing that He's given me is, I know where I came from, Rockingham. I know the hell He dug me from. And I think I'm at my best when I tell people about how God saved a sorry wretch like me. Amen? That's what I do. That's why He put me on this planet, to share that message. I believe that. I have a sacred purpose. I've been positioned in Christ. That's incredible. Sanctified means, Ephesians tells me, somehow, some way, I don't understand it, I'm already in heaven. I guess that takes care of that having to work to get there. Amen? Say. The Bible says, seated in the what? In the heavenlies, the Bible says. I don't understand that. Because God's eternal. It doesn't matter what Gary did on Tuesday or Friday or Monday. Does Gary have his faith in Jesus? Has he been saved? Is he born again? Is he alive in Christ? Has that name been written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Yes, so I'm seated somehow in the heavenlies. Now this is funny. Say this with me. Come on. I am a what? Did we say Sean Payton? Ooh. You sports fans. Amen. I am not a New Orleans Saints fan. I never was. Amen. Come on. But you know what I am? I am a what? Come on. Can you say that? I am a. We used to be taught that you're a saint if you do good, right? You're a good saint. You're a saint. That person's a saint. Did you ever say that? When somebody did real good, like a really nice person, you call them a what? Well, that person's a what? You're not a saint because you do good. You're a saint because you've been sanctified. You've been sanctified because you put your faith in Christ. That He died on the cross, that He rose from the dead. You being a saint ain't about you. It's about who? It's about Him making you a saint. Isn't that cool? Say. If it was up to me, I ain't a saint. There ain't no way. I would never say that about me. Gary Clark is a saint. That doesn't even come out good. Do you see what I'm saying? He says I'm a saint. Because I did what He told me to do. Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be what? If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be what? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten, that whosoever believeth in should not perish but have everlasting life. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. You see, I just did what He said. And I'm a saint. That's powerful, isn't it? We're done with the message this morning. The power of the cross. I've been redeemed. My sins are forgiven. Forever. I've been sanctified. I've been set aside for a specific purpose for Him now. Amen? I've talked a lot about my weakness today. Should we live for the Lord? Absolutely. But Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Amen? So absolutely we live for the Lord, but we never live for the Lord apart from the fact of His death on the cross and what He did for us in our salvation. That's how we live now. Amen? We've been set apart now to live that life. Am I going to live a perfect life? You're not. I'm not. But can I live a life for the Lord and be set apart and used of God? Absolutely. And that's the quest I'm on. Amen? So I hope you are too. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. The power of the cross. Amen? Just a little something about the cross today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're blessed.